The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. We're watching the radar right now. If weather breaks, we break in immediately.
You're on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And I'm Dayton's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. You're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, and along with my wife Jan, we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek out on Dayton Xenia Road. I am a ASE Master Auto Tech for over 40 years. Yep, been a long time we've been working on cars and trucks. At Murphy's Auto Care, we service all makes and models, and we are open Monday through Friday there for you from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., to serve, like I said, you and your family's vehicle service needs. We really enjoy it. We look forward to it. We look forward to seeing all of the people we've seen for over all the years. Now, actually, I'm just going to stop you for a second and say, you know, I actually started working at that location before it was Murphy's Auto Care in 1974. I was a much younger gentleman then, and can't tell you how much I've learned right there, but most of all, how much I've enjoyed being part of Beaver Creek. Actually, you know, we're servicing now the third generation of our, as we call them, friends vehicles, because people have been coming to us for so long. And it's just been a great, great ride, and we appreciate it. If you want to reach us at our company at Murphy's Auto Care, it's a couple of ways to do it. It's real simple. You can just call us at 426-AUTO, or you can call us at 426-2886. Or, last but certainly not least, the way most people reach out to us now is on their mobile device, usually. They reach us at murphysautocare.com. It's, I think, a great automotive service website. It's a tremendous place for you to see what our company is about, you know, find out about our staff, kind of put, you know, faces with the voices when you talk to us. But most of all, there's a tremendous amount of automotive service information. There's our history on there as well. But you can just get a feel for our company and see, you know, maybe if we're a good fit for you, if you haven't come to us. We hope we are. But go to murphysautocare.com. It's real simple. There's a schedule button there. There's a contact button, all of it at the top. There's some other things, you know, that you can help yourself to and look around. We invite you to look at it. murphysautocare.com is a great place, a lot of fun. We're also on Facebook. We're pretty darn active out there on Facebook. There's a lot of things that happen in the automotive repair business each and every day, every week, that I like to share with people, with the world. So follow us on our Facebook page. That's Murphy's Auto Care. And, of course, if you miss a show here, Auto Talk, and you want to hear what it's about, just check out our podcasts. They are the same podcasts that are at WHIO.com, or it's just easier to find them if you just go to murphysautocare.com and hit the blog page, and you can find them right there. So that's how it is to find out about Murphy's Auto Care. That's who we are. We do Auto Talk each and every week. Jan and I do, and there's one reason we do that. And we are here because we really enjoy helping people with their automobiles, their trucks, their motorhomes, their boats. It doesn't matter. If it's got an engine and it burns fuel, we'll talk to you about it. But we enjoy that. We enjoy that interaction. We want to hear from you. We want to talk to you. And so we're here to help you with that vehicle. We want it to stay safe. We want you to have a dependable vehicle. That's what makes life a lot more fun, when you don't get interrupted by a vehicle that won't get you where you really have to go. We know that when those two things occur, that your vehicle will be far more economical. So that's the way to keep your vehicle economical, is just maintain it, folks. It doesn't get any simpler than that. And we'll talk a lot about that as we go through the show. You know, I've got a lot of different things here on my agenda today to talk about. If you'd like to chime in, you can reach us today actually on our Facebook page. So just go to Murphy's Auto Care Facebook page, and we'll pick up what you got to say there, and we'll share that or answer it for you as quickly as we can. So maybe you are thinking about getting into the automotive repair business. I certainly hope so. The opportunities are growing exponentially every day because of all of the cool things that are happening in the transportation business. But, you know, right now today, we at Murphy's Auto Care are looking for two automotive technicians, and we're also looking for additional shuttle drivers, which we call concierge. drivers, because we deliver that level of service to all of our customers. We need drivers because we pick you up and deliver you. We pick up and deliver your car if that just works out better for you. And we also have our own rental fleet that we own at our shop that we can put you in one of our vehicles to help you out. So whatever it takes to make it easy for you to get your vehicle serviced, that's what we want to do. So you can find out about that also at murphysautocare.com. If you're interested in talking to us about any of those positions, again, go to murphysautocare.com, hit the contact button, and you'll see the employee page. We'd love to hear from you. And I'm sure there is a lot of talented people out there that I just haven't met yet. So I look forward to that. All right, great. Well, here we are. We're Auto Talk. We're having a lot of fun. Always do here. And got a bunch to talk about, actually. One of the things that I wanted to mention before I got too far into the show was talking about EVs. If you're not familiar with EVs, EV is an electric vehicle. I have been embracing EVs now for several years, but recently, very fortunate because we have the most active electric vehicle or EV vehicle chapter right here in Dayton, and it's called Drive Electric Dayton. A lot of great people in it, a lot of really neat cars. This group is growing exponentially. There's 383 members in it already. It's only basically 2 years old, the organization is. But if you're interested in electric vehicles, electric vehicle technology, and all the benefits of EVs, this is a group you want to join. Trust me, it's very affordable. It's not going to cost you what you might think it might. It's very minimal. And if you don't have an EV yet, you're still very welcome in this organization. That's what's so cool about it. But a lot of people are just there that want to help and talk about it. So the reason I want to mention it is a couple things. Just recently, the city of Oakwood adopted a new vehicle tax licensing fee, I should say. They added an additional $5 to the annual licensing fee for the city of Oakwood when you relicense your vehicle. So the Drive Electric Dayton group got together and at least spoke to the city council of Oakwood about a week or so ago about the need for incorporating EVs and what they require in the future as you go forward, which is primarily more charging stations, right? So if you're going to, tax a community to improve the roads and improve the transportation system in it, I really feel it. I support this organization completely. I'm a member in it, actually. This is important. You need to be able to have access to charging stations as wherever you can get them. And in community areas, they should be there. If you're an EV owner, you charge your car at home too. But, while you're out, it's kind of nice to be able to go out, shop, spend money with local merchants, but be able to plug your car in too and just keep it charged. Now, I will say this. EVs have really, really developed. They're evolving, at a very rapid rate. The price of EVs is going to plummet because the cost of batteries is falling. Okay, so if you haven't yet bought one or are considering it, just keep your finger on the pulse of it. It's going to be much more affordable in the very, very near future. And I think that's what's going to make it make sense for a lot more people because everybody has this concern about running out of energy. Well, folks, it's really not any different than running out of gas in your car. We are all programmed, but we know we have this security system called gas stations all over the place that we can pull in and refuel that. That's not quite there yet for EVs, but it's coming, folks. It really, really is. And I do believe, all the prognosticators are saying that the EV revolution, which people said just 3 years ago was going to be very slow to get a foothold, I think they're changing their minds on this because this is something that's going to happen. And you might be sitting there listening to me and going, why would you even be interested in this, Dave? Because you fix combustion engine vehicles, ICE, internal combustion engines, right? This could have a negative impact for you and your business, right? Yeah, it could, because EVs don't have an internal combustion engine. So that means there's far less parts and far less things to maintain. But that's good for consumers. That's good for motorists. And you know what? the way we've always looked at it in our business is we have always, always embraced new technology because we realize that when you do that, people that also embrace that new technology, they migrate to you. And so we believe that can be, the secret sauce for us at Murphy's Auto Care. We're going to embrace EVs. We're in training for them. And you know what? It's still going to take a while. It's going to take a while for, you know, the entire world to all be driving EVs. And when I say a while, I'm talking about years, many years. In the meantime, what I see happening is most people that all drive internal combustion engine vehicles, some that are interested will buy one EV, but they're still going to have a couple other cars. There's plenty of cars out there for all of us in our industry to work on. But I just feel strongly about EVs. I see so many benefits. It's a major reduction in pollution, that vehicles do generate. Let's face it, folks, they do. And that poses a big health hazard to a lot of people in our world. So, and not to mention, EVs are fun to drive. If you have not driven one, you better just get yourself to what's called drive and ride, which if you're following Drive Electric Dayton closely, you'll know about every one of them. So jump on Facebook, go to their Facebook page, and you'll be in tune. You'll know what's happening. We are going to have a drive and ride at Murphy's Auto Care. It's scheduled for August. I don't have the exact date yet, but that's why you want to stay tuned to Auto Talk each and every week. That's why you want to follow us on our Facebook page at Murphy's Auto Care so that you stay in tune, you know what's happening, and we'll get you in the seat of an EV, whether it's in the passenger or the driver's seat. Can't promise which one it's going to be yet, but at least you get to go for a ride. You learn more about them, and learning is always good. Always, always good. So wanted to, again, say hats off to Drive Electric Dayton and specifically Tim Benford. He is more or less the key organizer, the president of the chapter, a wonderful chap. He's done so much to help move this initiative here locally. And actually, he's been on Auto Talk if you've been following and listening. He'll be on again. So check it out. Check it out, like I said, on their Facebook page or ours. Okay, so I want to say thanks real quick here while I have a moment to the sponsors of Auto Talk. If you're following us, and we thank you for that, by the way, you may or may not have heard of our sponsors. BG Automotive Products is our first sponsor I always want to say thank you to. BG Products is a global company. We've used them for several years at our shop. All of their products, we are fully bought in because we've seen the value that their products can bring to the level of safety and dependability for our customers' cars, not to mention the extended warranty. So if you want to learn more about it, go to bgautomotive.com or just go to Murphy's Auto Care and you can find out about all the great BG products there. But thank you to BG for sponsoring Auto Talk. Also, KOI Auto Parts. They are a professional wholesale auto parts supplier here in the Miami Valley. They are what we consider to sell the very best, highest quality parts. There's certainly other choices to purchase automobile parts or repair parts from here in the Miami Valley or online, which I don't recommend. But primarily we work with KOI because the quality of their parts help us to, you know, have confidence when we service your vehicle. At Murphy's Auto Care, if you don't know, if you're not familiar with us, one of the things that we bring to the table in the service piece is whatever we do for you is guaranteed for 3 years or 36,000 miles, all right? We guarantee it that it's going to work. If it doesn't, we're going to take care of it. And we need to make sure we put the very, very best parts on your car. So that's how we do that. Also want to say thank you to Mike's Car Wash. Mike's Car Wash has three great locations here in the Miami Valley. Mike's Car Wash is legendary, in my opinion. I have known Mike Dom and the family now for many, many years. I had a great relationship personally, but also from a business perspective, because they're a company that just brings it. I mean, they bring it each and every day. It doesn't matter what position people are in at that company. You can count on them to do what they say they're going to do. They do it with a smile, and they're happy to see you. So when you need your car cleaned, which I hope is every week, that's a good idea for it, go to Mike's Car Wash. Two great locations in Centerville, one in Beaver Creek. Of course, right now, the one in Beaver Creek's just under reconstruction, but they're going to be back online very, very quick. So stay tuned. You want to find out what's going on there. A great thing to do, too, if you want to find out about a Mike's Car Wash, is come see us every Wednesday. Schedule your service appointment online. and we will give you an ultimate car wash. Folks, I got to run to a real quick break. Almost ran out of time. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic.
1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.
Give your backyard an update with landscape and patio blocks and save with 11% off everything. Whether it's flawless landscaping, a spacious patio, or a sturdy retaining wall, there's no limit to what you can create. Pick up 12-inch smooth patio block for just 97 cents each after sale price and 11% off. Save with 11% off everything at Menards. Good through June 22nd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions in my Kinetico system. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great. And since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460. 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
Are you aged 50 or better seeking fun and engaging activities? This fall, join the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at the University of Dayton. Their senior programs are designed for you to expand your knowledge and explore ideas in an informal, flexible, and non-competitive environment. No prereqs, no exams, no grades, only the opportunity to interact with your contemporaries and meet friends old and new. Registration opens August 5th. Visit udayton.edu and choose the continuing education section. That's the letter U. Dayton.edu.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $4.99 meal deals. How would you like it?
I'd like that with some blues.
Sure.
Dreaming of a 6-inch sub inside of chips, plus 21-ounce drink makes it a hit. Subway is the answer for $4.99. Make it a meal that's sound and refined. Meatball, marinara, spicy Italian too. Three other meal choices waiting for you. Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices and subs included may vary. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. Say goodbye to wet basements and never replace your basement flooring again. Nature Stone will end any dampness issues, and it's warmer than tile, easier to clean than carpet, all backed by Russell's Promise, a true unconditional warranty. If you're not happy with your Nature Stone basement floor, the Massetta family will make it right. Great people with a great product, and if you get your Nature Stone basement floor installed by the end of June, you can save up to 50% off. Schedule an estimate online at naturestone.com. Like my friend Mike Massetta says, it's not just a floor. Wow, it's Nature Stone.
Midwest Industrial Equipment has everything you need to efficiently handle product moving and storage. We are your complete source for Clark and Komatsu equipment. Whether you need dependable forklifts, forklift service, industrial equipment parts, or even operator training, Midwest Industrial Equipment is the right move for you. Locally owned and operated, we've got you covered from Lima down to Kentucky, from Springfield over to Richmond. See all we do at MidwestIE.com. Make the move to Midwest Industrial Equipment. You'll be glad you did.
Do you have a high balance on your car loan? Receive 1% cash back when you transfer your auto loan to Abbey Credit Union, plus up to a 0.50% discount on our current rate of 3.89%. For more information, go to abbeycu.com.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Wonder if you should get tested for colorectal cancer? Well, it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., and screening helps prevent it. So if you're 50 or older, it's time. Even if it doesn't run in your family, most often, colorectal cancer occurs in people with no family history. And it doesn't always cause symptoms, especially early on. So don't wait for symptoms to get tested. Screening helps prevent the disease by finding precancerous polyps so they can be removed. Remove the polyp, prevent the cancer. Screening also helps find colorectal cancer early when treatment works best. You might be thinking, oh no, not that test. But here's the thing, you have options. There's more than one screening test. Talk to your doctor to find the one that's right for you. No more excuses. If you're over 50, get tested. because colorectal cancer screening really does save lives. A message from HHS and CDC's Screen for Life campaign.
Look for mostly cloudy skies with a few light showers here through the early part of the afternoon. Then we're looking at partly cloudy skies for the afternoon, so sunshine is coming back and temperatures are comfortable with just a little humidity. We're in the mid-70s. Then overnight tonight, look for cloudy skies in the lower 60s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, a lot warmer in the lower 80s and a lot muggier as well. Going to feel like summer tomorrow. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Dante Jones on Dayton Severe Weather Station 1290 at 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's news and talk.
Welcome back to Auto Talk, folks. Boy, I had to run right out of that one right there just to get to that break. I was just wanting to wrap up on Mike's Car Wash again. Thanks to Mike's Car Wash for being a longtime sponsor of Auto Talk and for all they do in our community. Goodwill Easter Seals, last but certainly not least, they're a tremendous partner of our company, Murphy's Auto Care, as well as Auto Talk. What they do here, the Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley, is they also operate the Goodwill Auto Auction. And the Goodwill Auto Auction is what I want to talk to you about because we have become very involved with them. The way this works is the Goodwill Auto Auction takes your gently used donated vehicles, whether it's a car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, doesn't matter, and they resell that vehicle to other folks that either restore them, that reuse them, that recycle them, whatever they do with them, those proceeds that they spend go to help other Miami Valley residents. As a matter of fact, each and every year, over 20,000 people that are needing a hand up get help from Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley. And the Goodwill Auto Auction is a big part of how they fund that. So if you've got that vehicle in your driveway that's been sitting around and collecting leaves for the last 12 years, maybe it's in your garage and it's just been used as a storage shelf for all your other stuff, you know, and your wife's been on you anyways to get rid of it, or somebody has, consider calling them. It's real simple. You call Holly or Megan at the Goodwill Auto Auction. Their number is 228-2886. That's 228-AUTO. Or you can go online to GoodwillDaytonAuto.com, and you can schedule the pickup of your vehicle. And believe me, folks, it's done very smoothly, seamlessly, as a matter of fact, and painlessly. Your vehicle will be picked up by a very professional local towing company. I'll say it. It's Sandy's Towing. Great, great organization. Your vehicle will be picked up, taken to the auction, and it will help benefit other community, or I should say other folks in our community. So, and we appreciate if you would consider that. So thanks to Goodwill, Easter Seals Miami Valley, and Goodwill Auto Auction for bringing you Auto Talk each and every week. Okay, where was I at there? I was talking and ran right into those commercials, right? So I got to get going here. All right, you know, it's the time of year, right, when maybe you are ready to get that RV out of the backyard or your boat out from underneath your patio and go use it a couple times this summer. If you haven't started it and that's just not your thing and you're not used to getting those vehicles up and operational, we do that at Murphy's Auto Care. You don't have to drive your vehicle 50 miles or take it to a lake somewhere, you know, 40 miles away. Give us a call and we'll discuss service options with you. And typically we can get it in very quickly, but I will let you know if you're planning to go somewhere, you know, in the next weekend, we work a little better on that because we work that around vehicles, other vehicles, I should say, if you can give us a little more lead time on it. So we'll do our best to help you no matter what. But if you can give us a week to get it to us and take a look at it, get things repaired, get it maintained up and running, you probably are going to have better luck with that. But I just want to mention it. A lot of people don't think about their local automotive service place to get those things serviced. And a lot of them won't, but we do because we're familiar with them. So I just wanted to mention that. You know, I was last week on the show, if you were listening, and I certainly hope you were, I was talking about maintenance schedules, whether you should follow the normal maintenance schedule in your owner's manual or the severe schedule in your owner's manual. And I was talking about, you know, it's the severe schedule that you need to follow based on the driving conditions that we encounter here in the Miami Valley. And I want to explain that in a little more depth, but then I want to talk about maintenance and free maintenance, supposedly. So stick with us. You're listening to us here on Auto Talk today, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. We will be right back.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO News update. Our top story, an advice columnist is accusing President Trump of sexual assault.
First weekend in summer, I'll tell you what to expect for your outdoor activities. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Dante Jones. My forecast, it's coming up.
Now WHIO Triple Team Traffic, got an accident this hour in the 300 block of South Jersey Street, and be on the lookout for fire crews in Trotwood on South Sunrise Avenue. Our top story, an advice columnist is accusing the president of sexual assault.
Columnist E. Jean Carroll is making the claim in her upcoming book. She says Donald Trump attacked her in a New York City department store dressing room nearly 25 years ago. New York Magazine published details of her allegation. Carroll says it happened in 1995 or 96. President Trump is responding to the allegation in a strong statement, saying in part, "I never met this person in my life." She is trying to sell a new book. That should indicate her motivation. It should be sold in the fiction section.
Tom Graham with team coverage. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Dante Jones.
Look for mostly cloudy skies with a few light showers here through the early part of the afternoon. Then we're looking at partly cloudy skies for the afternoon, so sunshine is coming back and temperatures are comfortable with just a little humidity. We're in the mid-70s. Then overnight tonight, look for cloudy skies in the lower 60s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, a lot warmer in the lower 80s and a lot muggier as well. Going to feel like summer tomorrow. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Dante Jones on Dayton Severe Weather Station 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar showing some showers down in southern Butler County. The rest of us under partly cloudy skies. It is 72 degrees in Troy, 69 in Springfield, and 71 degrees in Dayton at 1234. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO continuing news.
Hey everybody, Sergeant Mark here. Well, it's summertime and that means time to get those outside projects scheduled, including a fresh look to the outside of your house with a new paint job. My recommendation is call Serta Pro Painters today and get your free estimate so you can get a spot on the schedule, which, by the way, is filling up fast. I recommend Serta Pro Painters because I've used them on several projects at my own home, interior and exterior, and I have been thoroughly satisfied with the results. They are reliable, they take great pride in their work, and they are easy to work with. The estimate is free, it's very detailed. Call now, 1-800-GO-CERTA, 1-800-G-O-C-E-R-T-A. It's CERTA with a C. You can also schedule your free estimate online at CERTAPRO.com. Each CERTA Pro Painter's business is independently owned and operated, so you're hiring people who are connected to our community. If you're a business owner, CERTA Pro Painters also does commercial painting with minimal disruption to your business. CERTA Pro Painters, we do painting, you do life.
Do you have CNC experience? Then start your career with Dayton Progress today and come work with the best in the business. Dayton Progress is the leading international manufacturer of tools and tooling components for the metal stamping industries and has immediate openings. Dayton Progress offers competitive wages, private health care, including vision and dental, free life insurance, a contributory 401k, bonus programs, promotions from within, company service recognition, and 100% tuition reimbursement to local state colleges. Dayton Progress is a great place to work and has been a Dayton landmark for over 70 years. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at 500 Progress Road in West Carrollton. Or email your resume to jobs@daytonprogress.com. That's jobs@daytonprogress.com.
Hi, I'm David Turpin, president of Dayton Progress, and I'm speaking to you today about the wonderful opportunities that await you at Dayton Progress Corporation. Start your career with us now. Dayton Progress is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk every Saturday at noon. You know, so many things in life are limited, like speed limits, time limits, and weight limits. Free yourself of limits at Mike's Car Wash. Wash all you want when you purchase a Mike's Unlimited plan. Now buy 5 months and get the 6 month free on all Ultimate and Works plans at Mike's. There's never a limit on clean. Mike's Car Wash opens 7 to 9 daily for your convenience. For details, go to mikescarwash.com.
This is Clark Howard here on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. Own an Amazon Echo? When you get home, tell Alexa to play WHIO.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us through that break. I wanted to get right back into where I was going. I was talking about scheduled maintenance, and I had referred to our show last week, I defined the difference between normal service and severe service. And what I'm talking about is when you take your vehicle in for service, if you take it into the original equipment manufacturer, the dealer, okay, or perhaps a very professional automotive service center, they will typically follow a guideline, right? And most people, even most mechanics, will follow the normal service guideline. That's a bit short-sighted in our opinion. And to be brief about it, think about how we all drive our vehicles, okay? And understand what normal service is based on. Normal service is based on driving a vehicle in a very constant climate temperature and at a very constant speed, all right? That's not how most people drive. So severe service is really where you need to be looking and filling in the holes to keep your vehicle maintained. And that just comes from our experience over all the years, seeing what really happens, right? I guess I got to say this. Most people don't even follow, they don't follow any guide, right, except the recommendation of where they take their car. And unfortunately, many, many mechanics and service providers think you should follow the service guideline they would have on their own vehicle. And a lot of times, that's not really good for your car. So, you know, it needs to be custom tailored to you, your driving habits, and your car. But where I'm going with this is there's another piece, and we see this regularly, is that we will see vehicles that come into us that are, let's say, a year old, or they're 18 months old, or 2 years old, or whatever it is. And the owner of that vehicle, when they purchase that vehicle, actually agreed to the service contract, or I don't even want to call it a service contract, agreed to the free oil change or free maintenance package that was handed to you when you bought that car. So I want to start out by saying this. There are no free lunches. All that service was loaded into the cost of the car to start with. It just looks free. It's just in the price of the car. Okay? And I hope everybody understands that. But what we see the problem being is this, and we've seen it several times. The vehicle's being serviced. They're changing the oil. They're putting the correct oil in your vehicle. It's at the dealer. They're putting a good quality filter in your car. And they may or may not be recommending the other services that should be done. Typically, they'll recommend the tire rotation and an alignment to you and a balance. But things like cabin air filters get left off the table. Things like engine air filters get left off the table. They don't mention them in most cases. And we've seen this happen several times. And a car will come to us for maybe a flat repair, right? Because you're not taking it to the dealer for that. But we do our inspection, our courtesy digital inspection that we always do, and we discover that that's what's going on with this car. There's a couple of reasons that that can happen, that those filters or that some of the other services, some of the other fluids don't get changed. It's because it's not built into their package. They never charged you for it, so they're not going to offer it to you until the vehicle is out of warranty, which will be at 36 months or, you know, 36,000 miles or maybe even the 50,000 mile point. At that point, you'll be surprised if you continue to take your vehicle to that provider. They're going to start recommending a whole lot of other services to you. Well, I think the bell should go off in everybody's head. Well, why didn't they mention some of these common filter replacements earlier on in the game to me? There's a reason, and I just mentioned it. The really big part of that is that your car needed those parts earlier to run dependably, to not, you know, cause future damage perhaps, and to give you the performance you wanted and expected out of that vehicle. So I don't really think that new car free maintenance programs are really good for your car, nor are they free. And my recommendation would be that when you're sitting down with a sales rep and they're talking to you about the price of the car, ask them to deduct that, you'd rather take your car to someone you're familiar with. It will not, I repeat, it will not void your warranty to have your car serviced somewhere outside the original equipment manufacturer's dealer network. That's against the law for them to say that or to hold that. There's something called the Magnuson-Moss Act. You can look it up. It was put into place, I believe, back in 1978. I may be off a little bit by the year. But what that says is that the original equipment manufacturer cannot dictate to you or withhold warranty repairs because you haven't had them service your vehicle along the way, all right? As long as you've met a few basic requirements, and you need to know that. So don't pay for something that is not necessarily what you want when you buy a new car. Just ask some questions, and they should be able to answer that to you. You know, when new cars are sold, and this has been the case for a long time, they're making very little, if anything, on the car when they sell it to you. They have to make money somewhere. They're a business. I hope everybody gets that. You know, a business means you have to sell something at a profit, and that profit has to pay for overhead and hopefully return your investment to you. So, because that's what business owners are. They're investors, all right? They've invested time, money, all the resources, and hopefully to make a living. So when you boil it down, that's what a dealership is doing, and I understand it. They've got to do it. But they also should tell you when you ask them, if you ask them. The problem with is when you buy a vehicle, it's a very emotional moment for most people. It's exciting. You're getting something new. It's, you know, it feels good. It's got technology. It's going to do something your old car or truck could not do, would not do, whatever it is. So you sometimes get a little blurry upstairs in the old brain section, right? And you may not ask the right questions. You may not think about it. So that's what I want to help you with, is just think about that, okay? They're not bad guys. They're just doing their job, but ask questions. It's a good thing to do that when you're buying a car. And remember, there's no free lunch out there, right? Okay. All right. Well, hey, let's talk about this time of year, you know, air conditioning. It's air conditioning season, or hopefully it will be here pretty soon in your car. Maybe when you've had your car in for service, someone, your service provider, one of the mechanics or technicians has said to you, hey, you might want to change your cabin air filter. And if you're not familiar with a cabin air filter, they've been on cars for 10, 12 years at least. It's a filter that is inside the passenger compartment, usually behind the glove box. It's got a couple purposes. One is to filter the air you breathe, because when you've got your HVAC system, your heating or your air conditioning running, you're pulling in the air that's outside your car as you're driving down the road. And now we have a filter inside called the cabin air filter. The problem with that is that it can be a breeding ground for mold, spores, mildew, bacteria, dust, pollen, and all that, you know, pet hair, all kinds of stuff. Whatever is in your car is being picked up during the recirculation or max mode, and whatever's outside your car is being picked up when you're on any mode other than that, right? When we're blending more air from the outside. You know, you don't really want to sit there behind a diesel in traffic and be breathing the particulate matter that's coming out of the exhaust, okay? So this filter really helps with that. Here's what can happen when that filter's not changed. All of those components, or I should say bacteria breeding pieces that I just mentioned, they start to build up. The filter needs to be changed every 12 months at the most, all right? It just needs to be changed. It's sitting here catching all of the environment. You need to change it. But right behind it, where I want to go with this is right behind it or right next to it is something called the air conditioning evaporator and also the heater core. They're all three sitting right in the same spot inside the vehicle's plenum area. That filter, when it's changed, there's one more step that should take place. And in our company, we use, of course, as we've mentioned, BG products. So BG has developed an evaporator and heater core cleaning process, which is a chemical we use that flushes all of this gook, debris, everything else off the evaporator, off the heater core, out of the plenum, and helps protect the cabin air filter area. What it does is it extends the life of the evaporator. And if you've ever had to have an evaporator replaced in your car, you know that's expensive. That's part of the air conditioning system. That's also a great time to replace the heater core in most vehicles because it's open and you can get to it. But why not get that cleaned out? Because here's what happens. If you, let's say you go somewhere and they replace your cabin air filter and you don't clean out the evaporator or the plenum area, all of that stuff is sitting right next to the cabin air filter. It's still there. Whatever was on the filter you got rid of, I get that. You know, dog food, biscuits, dead mice, birds, whatever can get in there. And we've seen it all. I've seen all that stuff in there. That's still on the evaporator. That's still on the heater core. And it really is only half a service to just replace the cabin air filter. Now, your technician, when he's replacing that, he can usually see in there, all right? He can look at it, but he's only seeing the one side of it. He's not seeing the outboard side, typically, where that's going to start collecting. And in my experience over the years, what I've seen happen is because, number one, the evaporator sweats. If your air conditioning's on, as it's doing its job of evaporation internally, the byproduct of that is moisture. And it rolls off the evaporator core, and it rolls down through the drain, if the drain's not plugged up from all the debris that is also on the evaporator, all right? It rolls out, and you see that, right? So that's what's in that area, and you want to get that cleaned up. But over time, the moisture and the just the gook that's in there cleaned evaporator can cause the evaporator to deteriorate and rot out. So, I mean, it can become very corrosive, and it can literally attack the evaporator from the outside, causing an air conditioning leak, which I'm going to talk about because so many times we see AC evaporators leaking, and unfortunately, maybe the car's been to other shops, there's other things that's happened to it, and it just turns into a big ball of wax that it doesn't need to, a big snowball heading down the wrong hill, if you know what I mean. So, cabin air filters, replacing them and frequently, not necessarily annually, but at least having it checked annually, cleaning out the evaporator plenum area is really crucial to today's modern cars because it can lead to that refrigerant leak. Now then, when there's a refrigerant leak in your vehicle, what would the symptom be? Well, usually the symptom is your air conditioning is not cooling like it should. So you take your car in or you talk to your neighbor and he says, oh yeah, I can recharge that for you, just bring it over. Or you take it down to the local parts store and they sell you a quick recharge kit. I just want to stop it right here. Do not do that. Do not, unless your next door neighbor, I'll go back there, is a certified technician. He has his refrigeration license and he works on this stuff every day and day in and day out. Don't do that. Say thanks, I appreciate it, but I really think I'll take it back to my service provider. Don't get your car's air conditioning serviced at a quick lube. Again, that's another no-no. Don't buy a quick charge recharge kit at an auto parts store. And here's why. It all has stop leak in it for the most part. Stop leak is just adding one more problem to your air conditioning system. The number one problem is like putting peanut butter inside your air conditioning system. It's going to cause a failure. The only way it can stop a hole is it has to affect the other components in the system. So you don't want to do that. The proper procedure is take your vehicle to someone who's skilled in that vehicle. They will run some tests, which you'll have to pay for, all right? But it's less money in the long run. They can properly determine where that leak is and then generate an estimate and properly repair the leak, which typically is going to cost you less than going through these other two or three steps before you finally get to where someone can actually fix it. I get the whole point. I get the whole point why people do it. It seems logical. It's cheap. It saves you money up front. And it seems like the other option is going to be expensive. Folks, let me tell you, in the long run, it is not. I'll finish up with that thought here in just a second. And we will be right back. You are listening to us today here on Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy. You're listening to 1290 and AM and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. We'll be right back.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low-mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family-owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Hi folks, it's me again, and I'm cooking in the sun just like you are. But you know, you can still plant those trees and shrubs right now, and with proper watering, still gain a full summer's growth. We keep our garden center fully stocked all summer long with thousands of good, healthy trees, shrubs, evergreens, perennials, and annuals, because we know that some folks just can't get it all done in the spring. Also, this time of year, there are lots of bargains all over our 6-acre nursery and greenhouses. We have potted rose bushes as low as $14.95, plats of annuals starting at $12.95, and hanging baskets as low as $6.95. We still have a great selection of Rose of Sharon, Boxwoods, Hydrangeas, and Barberry. So come out to 1309 Brent Pike, and remember, we're open 7 days.
If you served in the military, you may be eligible for health care benefits at the Dayton VA Medical Center. These are benefits you've already earned through your military service. Regardless of when or where you served, you may be eligible. To apply, just call us at 937-956-0770. Visit our website at dayton.va.gov or just walk into the Dayton VA Medical Center and ask for assistance at the front desk. The Dayton VA Medical Center. You served us. Now let us serve you.
We Care Arts invites the community to their fourth annual Run, Stroll, and Roll 5K event on Saturday, August 3rd at Indian Riffle Park. This 5K is fully accessible and intended for all levels of physical ability. Early registration is only $30 and runs until July 26th. 5K registration includes free admission and a drink ticket for Arts and Drafts Music Festival on the same day. For more information, visit wecarearts.org. This airtime provided by Neighbors Helping Neighbors, underwritten by White Allen.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Hi, I'm Michelle Collins, and we know at Collins Real Estate Services that buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you may make. Let our family-owned and progressive real estate company help you achieve those real estate goals. With our 28-plus years of experience, we have a team approach offering you the personal interaction that you deserve that others don't offer. If it's buying or selling, we're here to help. We're centrally located in downtown Miamisburg. Call us at 866-6364 or find us at buycrest.com today.
Look for mostly cloudy skies with a few light showers here through the early part of the afternoon. Then we're looking at partly cloudy skies for the afternoon, so sunshine is coming back and temperatures are comfortable with just a little humidity. We're in the mid-70s. Then overnight tonight, look for cloudy skies in the lower 60s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, a lot warmer in the lower 80s and a lot muggier as well. Going to feel like summer tomorrow. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Dante Jones on Dayton Severe Weather Station 1290 at 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's news and talk.
All right, folks, welcome back. So glad you've been hanging in here with us on the fastest hour in radio on Auto Talk. I am Dave Murphy, along with my wife, Jan. We are your hosts here each and every Saturday, and also the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek at 3815 Dayton Xenia Road. You can reach us any time, 24/7 at murphysautocare.com. You can also request an appointment there as well. It's very simple. Or if you have a question about something, just hit the contact button and ask us a question. We'll get back to you very quickly. So glad, like I said, that you're following us here today and listening to us on Auto Talk. By the way, if you had questions or comments about the content of today's show, I would love to hear from you. Please just go to our website. Again, hit our contact button, and you can leave me a message. I'll get back to you. You can also reach me at dave@murphysautocare.com, or more fun yet, just go to Murphy's Auto Care's Facebook page, and you can leave a comment there. I'm happy to discuss it with you and talk to you about that with other people in the mix. So, all right, well, just before the break, I was just finishing up talking about how important it is to have your cabin air filter changed, how important it is. We're talking about an air conditioning service, having your cabin air filter replaced annually, never more than 12,000 miles on it. Also consider having an air conditioning evaporator service performed, which is more or less cleaning and flushing all of the debris off of it so that you breathe clean air and that your evaporator functions properly and delivers cool air when you want it. And I led it right into if you have to have an air conditioning repair. The things you don't want to do. The things you don't want to do is you don't want to go to the auto parts store and get a quick charge because it's got leak stop in it. Very bad for your air. I don't recommend having your local quick lube, fast lane oil change recharge your air conditioning system. That's a bad idea too because you're not going to get to the crux of the problem. And of course, folks that tell you they can service your car, you might want to shy away from that if they're not really a legitimate business. Air conditioning service and repair is a controlled service repair. It does require licensing to do it, and it's important that the people that do it do that and have the correct skills. We, of course, use BG products when we do that. BG is a big sponsor of Auto Talk each and every week, along with KOI Auto Parts, Mike's Car Wash, and also Goodwill Easter Seals, Miami Valley. And we want to say thanks to them again. This has been, again, another very fast show here. I had no idea that this was going to go this quick with what I had to talk about. I just want to wrap it up with, we talked about BG products. There's another service that we perform each and every day, and it's called a GDI service, which is actually a gasoline direct injection service. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, kind of tease you with it, and hopefully we can talk more about it next week on the show and maybe fill in some gaps for people. But if you're driving a vehicle that's 10 years old or less, it's highly likely your vehicle has gasoline direct injection technology on board. And it's part of the reason your car performs so well, runs, you know, it develops so much power out of such a small displacement engine, which is quite honestly a much smaller engine in your vehicle. I mean, we're seeing now General Motors, Ford, both have come out with very small displacement engines in their pickup trucks, yet through the process of gasoline direct injection, twin turbocharging, and variable valve timing, they develop a tremendous amount of power and economy, which is all great. And everybody needs that, but you still get the pickup truck, right? The downside is that there's other technologies that have been utilized, and through that evolution of those engines is now we're starting to see it cause some very severe service problems out there. So if you've got those on your vehicle, give us a call at Murphy's Auto Care, 426-2886 or 426-AUTO. Reach us at murphysautocare.com. And I got to say goodbye and thank you again for listening to us here on Auto Talk. Thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you again next week. Have a safe week out there and take care of your family and your car. We'll see you.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.